You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Welcome both to the studio. That felt very regal. Hear ye, hear ye.
Yeah.
Come on in.
The king's dying. We're taking over.
I just found that out last night.
Guy's staying off his phone, so he gets all the news late.
You know the king's sick?
The king is sick, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Ring the bells or something.
Is that what they do?
Jingle your keys. That'll work.
This is me doing radio.
He needs to be entertained. Jingle your keys for the king.
Someone's texted and saying, Dope Smoker by Sleep is an hour long. That sounds like a song that would be along as.
It's No The Devil Glitch by Chris Butler. It's 69 minutes.
Yeah, so listen, I will hasten to add that is 60 minutes, not 69 minutes.
Yeah. Hey, we're here to talk about the worst idea of all time, 10-year anniversary at Podfest. I think most listeners will probably have some idea about what the worst idea of all time is, but there might be some new initiates.
It's an interesting thought that most people would know what it is.
I think this is your demographic, surely. Mm. But tell us, what is the worst idea of all time?
The elevator pitch that I think we've somewhat recently arrived at is we are two guys who watch bad movies too often.
Yes, and you've been doing it for 10 years now, which is quite some time too.
Almost precisely.
It's this month. This month is when we started 10 years ago.
That's amazing.
Is it on the actual Saturday, the 10th?
I haven't told you this yet. I thought it was, and I took such great care to program the live show to be to the day on the right day when we started.
Yeah.
And then very recently, I had to look up something.
Yes.
And I've got it wrong.
Oh,
by how much?
8 days.
Oh, that's pretty good.
That is pretty good.
Virtually, it's 10 years.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Because so the first one we did, which was after we were on a youth TV show called TVNZU, or You Late. And Tim and I had a great rapport, if I say so myself. And it was so good that TVNZ, Kevin Kenrick, name drop, my man, CEO at the time, cancelled the channel. We stan a former airline running king. Hey, Kevin, guess what? My career's going gangbusters, and you don't listen to BFM. But anyway, he killed the whole channel, and then... I don't know if that's true. That's possibly slanderous.
I would let's walk that one back a few paces.
He allegedly came in with the scissors and snip the channel. And then Tim and I were left with this great new budding friendship and comedic chemistry and no outlet. And Tim had a background in radio and podcasting was on the up. And we thought, well, we could do something together. What if we did a movie review podcast where the movie doesn't change?
Mm.
And we did Grown Ups 2. And it's been interesting because I've actually been re-listening to this first season, this decade-old season recently. And genuinely, especially through the first sort of 10 episodes, my stated goal, and it's all on the record, I just want to be friends with Tim.
That's a nice goal to have.
Literally, it's a very circuitous route to friendship. But all I'm saying is I just want to be friends. And then... I was listening to the 10th episode yesterday, I think, and in it I said, but see, this is what I'm talking about. This is what I was talking about at the start, because now this is how friends talk, and this is what friends do.
So sweet.
There's this bizarre meta-analysis where I'm... Yeah, I guess.
I quite like that you're saying the metric out loud as you go as well. That box.
I stated a goal and I'm realizing the goal in real time. And then in the background, we are like losing our minds because we keep watching Grown Ups too.
You've really picked quite some real classics to watch across your time. Grown Ups 2.
Yeah.
Mm.
You know, was there a logic that you can remember for why you picked the sequel, not the sort of original?
Someone said Grown Ups, and then the other one of the two of us said, you know what would be funnier than that? The second one.
It's a good logic to go
with.
Yeah.
It was just fun. It's funnier to do the sequel. It's funny to do a movie that not shouldn't have been made, but that was made cynically, I guess. But it's even funnier to do the sequel to that movie.
Yeah,
exactly. And then you've done a lot of Sex and the City's been a big feature for you guys of recent years.
Yes, it has. And it looks like it might be worming its way back into our lives. We've done both Sex and the City 2 movies. And when I say we've done them, I mean we watched each of them 52 times.
Wow.
And kept reviewing them. So we watched them every week for
how
a year.
How many cumulative hours of Sex and the City is that, do you reckon?
I can't remember the math, but it might be like
it would be 10 days worth of move for both of them strapped together side by side. I think minimum 10 days worth.
Crikey.
And then we did all that and just like that, because we were then so in the we haven't watched the original TV series.
I don't think that the original Sex and the City TV show is canon.
But all the ancillary products to Guy Montgomery are.
Yeah.
So nice.
So we roll with the movies. Yes. We roll with And Just Like That. And we are devastated to hear about the demise of Shay Diaz, a character who will not be returning in the latest
crazy
season.
The whole.
You guys were really into Shay Diaz. That was a big part of your.
They are the engine of the entire show. Shay is the you know, being annoyed at Shay Diaz is such a huge part of being a fan of, And Just Like That. And so, but I do think that the series will keep on rolling because I think about how everyone was saying, oh, there's no Samantha, it's not going to work. And then Samantha not being in it and that being annoying and then sort of figuring out how to navigate that in the show.
It's a beautifully frustrating
was folded into the show. And then, you know, and Shay Diaz was like this construct that took a lot of the heat for that. And now they've taken out Shay and so they're gone.
Now we're mad at Carrie again.
Yeah, I guess we're
just as nature and
everything comes all the way back around full circle.
What we're doing on Saturday, though, is to quote Coldplay, we're going back to the start.
It's a good song.
Beautiful. No commitment. We're going to watch Grown Ups 2 again, hopefully for the final ever time, which is something we have said multiple times.
I think publicly for the final ever time. Privately, what you do in your own time, Tim, is up to you.
One day when you write your memoirs, there's going to be so much
I just imagine you sitting your boy down and saying, do you want to see how
my
two-year-old got started?
No way, man.
So what is happening? Podfest, Tim, this is your realm. Podfest is really cool. There's some amazing programming. People can really dive into the world of these awesome podcasts that are happening live.
Yeah, happening through this month at Q Theatre. We've kept the ticket prices nice and low for people. It's $25, which is pretty reasonable for a live event in this day and age. We've got the Wellington Paranormal podcast doing a live show.
That's just above what Brooke Van Velten set minimum wage at.
and
significantly higher than what she was trying for.
We got, just before our show on set, we've got Saturday evening at 7, Karen Hayes interviewing Steve Brawnius.
Awesome.
Before that at 4. Male Gays are doing a live show for Pride. Rats in the Gutter, Johanna Cosgrove and Seema Tukani, which personally I'm very excited about. Because
I like cry laughing listening to that podcast.
Those two are cheeky. Yeah.
I had to respond to stuff emailing me recently to get comment as the like parent company for their podcast be saying, do you agree with the comments they've made? And I was like, get out of here.
I do often listen to that and I go, you're going to get yourselves cancelled.
They really are.
Keep going.
It's a good time to listen to Rats in the Gutter because they're just under the level of popularity where they're drawing legal
attention. Where there's consequence.
yeah, but it won't last forever.
No, it's a really good podcast. And then, of course, The Worst Idea of All Time, 10-year anniversary.
Saturday night. Podfest.co.nz. All the details. We're also live streaming it.
Oh,
of course.
Meta. Of course.
For those listening abroad.
Yes.
For those tuned into 95BFM at dinner time in England.
They'll be shaking their plates as they listen right now.
They're not taking their keys out the window for the king. The king is sick. The king is sick.
It's a good thing to do. I think this should take off.
This is like in the pandemic when everyone went out and clapped for the NHS.
It's just a weird, meaningless community activity.
Oh,
that was a crazy one, hey? Everyone's banging their pots.
Do you guys ever think about how that wasn't that long ago? We've always been like, we'll just move on. I'm not going to talk about that for a while.
I do think
put
about
that one in the cupboard
often.
Of my brain, you know?
Yeah. It was great. It was a weird thing.
One of my favourite comedians and a poet is named Tim Key, who's this British guy, and he published a book that he wrote through the lockdown, which I think of as like, I think it will be a historical text. I genuinely think nothing captures the essence. And he was in England, but the book is called He Used Thought as a Wife.
It's so brilliant.
And it's rooted in reality, but it's sort of quite nonsensical. He talks about the experience of and it becomes it becomes nonsensical the way that they're banging stuff out the window. And it's I don't think about it at all. But I read that book last year and I was like, wow, that was so recently.
What is time? 10 years, you know, that's a good chunk of time. I feel like this is a great celebration. Also, you know, there's never too late of a time to get into the worst idea of all time. So people could come along for the first time and have a nice
evening.
I also just want to bring this full circle because listeners might be sort of waiting with bated breath going, man, you really opened something up at the start of this chat. I want to tell you guys, me and Guy are such good friends now. we're the best of friends.
I love to hear
we
that.
We love each other.
Yeah, and that's
thick as thieves.
That is why
Tim and Guy forever and ever.
We're not watching this after this screening. We're not watching this movie anymore, and we're not watching movies over and over again together as a professional endeavor. We're still talking to each other on microphones and out in the world, and we were opposite Albert Park. We were in Albert Park just recently, climbing trees,
making pods,
recording podcasts in trees. That's what we do now. We do things that are nice for us.
Movies because after passe.
After 10 years, I think mental, is subjugation the word I'm looking for?
It could be.
For us is passe.
Yeah.
Our friendship has sustained a lot, and now we're going, let's take our foot off the pain gas.
Yeah.
The pain gas.
I got halfway through the metaphor. I was like, it doesn't work.
That's all right. We got there in the end. The gist came across nicely. So this is the end of the worst idea of all time
as
movie
it
watching.
It has been known.
Yes. Okay,
but it will
go
forth emerging from a chrysalis as a beautiful new butterfly before a hideous caterpillar that disintegrated into the DNA level, and it will soon emerge anew and resplendent.
Beautiful. That metaphor was gorgeous.
Yeah.
And on that note, I feel we should play a song now. Guy Montgomery, Tim Batt, thank you so much for coming in.
It's 7 p.m. 7 p.m. Saturday.
Podfest.co.nz. Saturday, this Saturday, whatever the date is. Look it
Saturday
up.
In a couple of days' time.
The 10th.
Thank you, guys.
I will let you choose the song on your radio show because I'm gracious like that. But God, I hope it's REO Speedwagon.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.